from NPR News. I'm Giles Snyder. Today is Election Day in Georgia. Control of the Senate is on the line in a pair of runoff elections between incumbent Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue and Democratic challengers John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock. Both President-elect Biden and President Trump campaigned in the state ahead of Election Day. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Christopher Alston reports on Trump's rally last night.
Trump is restating the claims of fraud he and his supporters have maintained about the November election, while still urging Georgians to vote again.
The only way to combat the Democrat fraud is to flood your polling places with a historic tidal wave of Republican voters tomorrow.
As early voting in Georgia has appeared to favor Democrats, Republicans' hopes rest with a strong Election Day showing. Trump told the crowd of thousands he hopes there will be too much attention on the state for the fraud he alleges took place in November to happen again. Many Republicans have expressed a preference for voting in person on Election Day because of the doubt cast by Republicans on the absentee voting process. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alston in Atlanta.
President-elect Biden was in Atlanta telling Georgia voters they have the power to chart the course for a generation.
You put the hard work in over the last few years to get to this moment. It's been intense. It's been nonstop. But I'm asking you to give everything you've got one more day. One more day.
Democrats need to win both races to split the Senate at 50 seats apiece with a tie-breaking vote in the hands of Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. Republicans need just one victory to maintain control. Scientists say COVID-19 can damage the brain in ways that may increase the risk of Alzheimer's disease. NPR's John Hamilton reports on research in the journal Alzheimer's and Dementia.
Scientists reviewed dozens of studies showing how COVID-19 can affect the brain. They found evidence that a coronavirus infection can cause both inflammation in the brain and a weakening of the barrier that usually protects the brain from harmful substances in the bloodstream. Heather Snyder of the Alzheimer's Association says those changes could lead to brain problems years after an infection is gone.
We know that those are important in Alzheimer's disease, and we're seeing them play a key role here in COVID-19.
So the Alzheimer's Association has joined a consortium of researchers from more than 30 countries to study the brain health of people who have recovered from COVID-19. The scientists will look for changes in memory and thinking. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Food and Drug Administration released a statement last night discouraging any talk of changes to how coronavirus vaccines are administered. The FDA says it's been following the debate sparked by delays but does not recommend changes to dosing without adequate scientific evidence. This is NPR News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to speak to reporters in London shortly after imposing a third coronavirus lockdown. He announced a new stay-at-home order last night that will last at least until mid-February. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove says it is important the new rules be followed.
We all have a part to play in trying to reduce the spread of the virus by staying at home wherever possible, by making sure that we observe all the rules. And we hope that the accelerating pace of vaccination will provide us with an opportunity to lift these measures in due course.
The British government offering a more than $6 billion support package for businesses to soften the impact of this latest lockdown. Nashville, Tennessee officials assessing the damage to sewer lines caused by that Christmas Day bombing in the city's downtown. That bombing damaged dozens of buildings and injured three people. Sergio Martinez Beltran with member station WPLN says some of the pipes are more than a century old.
The Nashville Water Services Department says it will inspect about 12,000 feet of sewer line by the end of the week. Most of the pipes, about 80%, are made up of clay. They were installed in 1903, making them even more vulnerable to the vibrations caused by the Christmas Day bombing. Nashville Water Services is sending a small camera into the pipes so engineers can determine any damage. City officials are concerned about the possible costs of replacing damaged lines in the heart of downtown. For NPR News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran in Nashville.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for